This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Right. All right, so this afternoon...
Before you say anything!
Yeah.
Evan Roberts' brain has been reporting for 2 months...
Here we go.
...that the Yankees are getting Nolan Arenado before opening day. So, can you finally reveal the news that I have been telling you guys for months? Go ahead, just say it.
Right now, Oswaldo Cabrera still starts at third base for the Yankees.
So you didn't break the glass for Arenado?
No, here's the broken glass. Theme of the day. There is something called the ProMat Conference. It's like a technology conference or whatever. Their guest speaker today is Deion Sanders. Multiple reports coming out of people at this conference with a big picture of Deion sitting at this stage has said that in the Q&A, Deion was asked today where he thinks Shador Sanders will be drafted in the 2025 NFL draft. His quote, "Let's hope it's New York."
How about that? Why are you so naive to think he meant the Giants?
You know what? Maybe it's just about the city. Maybe. Maybe.
I mean, the Jets are at 7. We've thrown these scenarios where he could fall.
That's interesting.
Why would Deion say that? Other than that's just how he honestly feels.
Because I think he wants New York. He wants the stage for his son. And if his son succeeds, then he'll be legendary. And New York is the place to be. But I think also he knows that Cam Ward is going number one.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
It's Cleveland, New Cleveland York, or New elsewhere, York. Right?
Or elsewhere.
Right.
Or New York.
Yeah, or New York.
Or New York, right. It's 7. So maybe he's just trying to say something like, Cleveland, don't even think about it.
Yeah, so.
I doubt it, but you never know.
I thought that, too, because if you go back to January when we first started really having these discussions because we knew where the Giants were picking, I've theorized to you guys that not only has my brain been reporting Arenado to the Yankees, my brain is reporting that Shador Sanders will find his way and eventually be a New York Giant. And I remember I cited 21 years since Eli, 21 years before that was John Elway. It just feels like we're due for that quarterback to kind of force his way to a destination. We are sitting here in late March. That has not happened yet. Like, there has been no indication, whether it's behind the scenes or publicly, that Shador Sanders or Deion or anybody in his family is trying to coerce anybody to him getting to the Giants at 3. So I do wonder, was today, March 24th, at whatever conference he's at, the first tiny example of that campaign?
Yeah.
Now of trying to get his son where they want to be.
With that being said, this is not Deion standing up there unprompted asking or telling this audience this. He's asked a direct question. He responds in a way that people would be interested.
Well, here's the key. All right.
Where's this conference at?
I have to look that up.
Here's the other key I want you to find. Eventually, I'm not sure when, there has to be audio of Deion saying it. May not be the greatest audio, but there will be. And the reason that's very, very important to find and then eventually play is tone and context matters.
Right. Was he joking?
Right.
Or was he dead-ass serious?
Right now, all we have is, let's hope it's New York in black and white. I'm assuming with camera phones around, eventually there will be some kind of sound of Deion saying this. Yeah. And as soon as you have it, we'll listen to it. And then we'll be able to kind of evaluate.
The first Twitter user that put out the picture of Deion said he was scrambling to get his phone so quick because he wasn't expecting that question to come out. And that's how he got the picture.
Really?
Yeah.
Late.
But he didn't get the audio.
He didn't get the audio. That's but it was like he was so panicked because he couldn't believe the quote.
Because it could have been, let's hope New York.
And then he may have started talking about the Jets. Who knows?
Important to note, too, the Archie Eli stuff happened just days before the draft. So we're still a little ahead of the curve for Deion.
I was about to ask you that.
Didn't everybody know?
I thought so.
According to this, it happened 4 days before the draft. It's the first time we heard that definitively from Archie.
Well, forget definitively. That's not the point.
Yeah.
Like, think about our radio station. We have a segment we like called WFN Flashback. Go back into the archives of 2004 and listen. I would guarantee this was a topic of discussion for months. Not based on our hope, but based on real rumor.
Right. Because I don't remember what San Diego then, the Chargers, what their reputation was. But when it started to get closer to the draft, as Sean was talking about, I do remember hearing Eli doesn't want to go to San Diego.
Right.
Eli doesn't want to go to San Diego.
But when did that behind the scenes start?
Again, I wasn't paying attention because I was playing. So
that's right.
I don't know. But
you weren't one of us at that point.
No. I mean, again, back then you didn't have leaks that just popped up on your phone.
Right.
Oh, well, there's speculation that Eli Manning or whatever, Archie Manning doesn't want his son to play in San Diego. Like, you'd see that now.
Yeah.
Like, we saw that with Deion.
Very different.
Rumors are Deion Sanders doesn't want his kid to play in Cleveland. We saw that a month ago.
But it does make sense that if Deion Sanders and Shador, anybody in his family is going to start that campaign that I kind of predicted would happen, that you don't do it right away. You can wait a little bit. Mm-hmm. And as we get closer to the draft is exactly 1 month from today. We're starting to get more clarity on the Brown quarterback situation. They're trying to sign Russell Wilson. The Giant quarterback situation. We have clarity on the Jet quarterback situation. This would be the
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa K.
Cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbizero says you might want to get frequent heart palpitations checked out, but don't freak out right away.
Everybody has skipped beats, whether it's the top or the bottom part of the heart. No one is regular 24/7. What they mean prognostically depends on the patient. A young, healthy patient with a normal heart has some skipped beats, premature ventricular contractions that they feel, significance, very little. Bothersome, we may try to help them out. A different patient that has had open heart surgery, has had heart attacks, their scar, those skipped beats may carry a very different significance. They might be at risk or worse problems, and we have to evaluate that.
Learn more at DeborahHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Deborah Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Deborah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Moment where you start to make your move. So it could be your first public declaration that Deion's going to try to get his son to New York.
Let me throw out a conspiracy theory. I've said all along, I think Deion, the Shador Sanders, everybody in the family, they want Shador to go number one overall.
Yeah.
That's important.
That's ultimately what he cares more about. I agree with you.
So the timing of him saying that today is it's Cam Ward's pro day. Where are Joe Shane and Brian Daboll right now?
Watching Cam Ward.
Okay, so wouldn't it be shrewd to say something like that and sort of swing the headline.
Move up to number one.
Right.
And take my kid.
Yeah, I know you're talking to camp today, but hopefully it's New York. They're on social media. They're locked in. They know what's going on. They're very plugged in on what's happening. I think there's always chess being played.
Oh, yeah.
With them.
I'll give you another. You want
with Dion and the crew.
Can I one-up you with another conspiracy theory?
Yeah.
I'm surprised. I thought you'd have this one because it's really stupid.
So. Well, you know, I don't even know if that was even passive aggressive. Yeah. That was just calling me stupid.
That came out the wrong way. I'm so sorry.
I'd like to think creative or deep thinker.
This one's creative. This one's so creative. As I say it, write it down. It's the open of the Lou Gowrie.
Yeah, I was literally just writing down Lou Gowrie open.
Are you ready?
Go ahead.
Deion Sanders' master plan is to eventually coach the New York Giants. So he gets Shador there. Daboll is on the hot seat. And if the John Mara doesn't feel good about his feelings, he said, hey, I'm not in a good mood. Mm-hmm. The easy pivot to help develop Shador Sanders would be his dad.
Yeah, but is he going to develop his son? Or is he going to hire Pat Shurmur?
Pat Shurmur comes back.
To come back to be the offensive coordinator.
Well, first of all, let's start over. Is who going to do what? Like, Pat Shurmur coming back
I'm
as an OC.
Hold on, I'm writing all this down for the
Write it down.
I'm asking you, is Deion Sanders, who is a Hall of Fame defensive back, grooming his kid?
Yeah.
Or is it going to be Pat Shurmur? Who he hires as his offensive
coordinator. Well, I think he would bring back Pat Shurmur, which is not a big deal. Bringing back an old head coach who's failed as a coordinator, something he's good at, there's no issue with that. And secondly, Shador got kind of groomed by Deion since he was a kid. Hmm. So, like, yeah, Pat Shurmur's done it in college, but when you think about high school and you think about middle school, it's his dad. If anyone's going to get the most out of him, that's, by the way, going to be a natural rumor no matter where he ends up. Now, look, he ends up with a... Yes. Because Deion's a great college coach. Of course it's going to be a natural rumor. No matter where he goes. Forget the Giants for a second. He ends up in Tennessee.
He's a very good college coach.
Yeah.
I would say great.
Okay. All right. I'll edit that. He's a very quality college coach. Yes. He's already been linked to NFL jobs. You don't think that part of the quote-unquote baggage of Shador Sanders, not fair at all, by the way, is that naturally rumors of Deion coming to the pros to coach him will follow?
See, now I think you're throwing hyperbole out there. He was linked to a job, and that was the Dallas Cowboys.
Only one job so far.
Only one job
so far. Yes.
And he outright said no.
I want to make a fun bet with you. I do not think Deion Sanders will ever coach the New York Giants. I want to make that clear. Mm. But we are going to do a radio show after the Giants end up with Shador, which I have predicted for months, and I stand by that. We're going to do a show in mid-October. When the Giants are struggling, and it's not going to be my fault, where everyone's going to want to talk about Deion Sanders replacing Brian Daboll as head coach. Doesn't mean John will do it. Doesn't mean he should do it. But you know as well as I do that the rumors will follow. Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
Thank you.
But I'm not going to entertain it because I don't think it's real.
Will you yell at the caller?
No.
Will you threaten to fight the caller?
Yeah,
it's not my fault. Am I wrong, Sean?
I hate to admittedly say you're not wrong. Here's the problem, though. You know, if it's Jameis losing those games in October, we're not going to take those calls.
Shador's on the Giants.
I think it's only if Shador is on the Giants, they're losing, and Shador himself is also struggling, then fans will point to get his dad in here to help him.
I do agree. I don't think that fans, as irrational as we can be, are going to scream for Daboll's head until we see him get his hands on Shador Sanders.
I just wonder if that time ever arises. Do we think that Deion Sanders is the right coach to fix the Giants? That I can't. I have no idea.
Honestly, I'm very mixed about it. I don't want to denounce Deion as an NFL head coach out of hand because he's playing the game.
Right.
He's an all-time great player. He's done a good job in college. I think he probably would do a good job. I do. Like, well, what evidence do I have that he wouldn't?
No, you're right. And there's been a handful of former players that are actually doing really good jobs in the NFL.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that he wouldn't be. I don't know. I just feel like the distraction. Talk about the drama.
What's the distraction, though? The fact that he says what's on his mind?
Him.
Yeah.
No, not what's on his mind. You know, he has a film crew follows him around.
Yeah, he does.
Like, he documents every moment of his professional life.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of his personal life, too.
Right.
And that's distracting. You know what I mean? It takes over. It's like the Kardashians. You know what I mean? Like they document every part of their personal and professional lives, and then they sell it to all us who consumes it in one capacity, some capacity or another.
So you don't think John Mara would go for that?
It just doesn't feel giant.
I mean, one for Hard Knocks.
Yeah, and we know where that went.
It didn't go well.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.